At the John Deere API Integrator Conference, I'm visiting with Pete Clark with Ag Connections. And first of all, Pete, tell me a little bit about Ag Connections and what you all do.
Ag Connections is a ag software company located in Murray, Kentucky. I'm the president and a co-owner of Ag Connections. We were founded and started in 1998. We market solely in agriculture. We have a software product that has a mapping engine that's primarily for a land record, but we're all about the production record, keeping all the records on the field tied to that land record for cost analysis, regulatory compliance, sharing data with business partners.
Yeah, we certainly hear a lot about sharing data today,
yes,
and we heard a lot of it today. What do you think about what John Deere is doing with this conference? I know it's not the first one, but we had a couple big announcements here today, like developer.deere.com, for example.
I've had conversation with them before, and then listening to them today, the model is similar to us. We believe that the grower owns the data, and they said that the data would be on the portal, but the grower had control. If the grower wanted to remove his data, he could. And so that's pretty well our business model. Our customer has control of the data. We're all about data privacy. We have been all these years. I feel like they're headed in the right direction and that they're making progress.
Would you be a newcomer partner with them, or have you been working with them?
No, we've been integrators since 2007, pretty well when they started their EIC integration package, so we've started then.
So I'm assuming you got your developer.deere.com account set up.
Oh, yes, yes. And we've worked with them on some special projects, some early pilots. We've already done wireless transfer in some pilots with them, so yeah, we're moving right along with it.
So in working with them in this way, and especially since you've been doing this for several years now, what has that meant to Ag Connections? I mean, how would you describe the value of that for you?
Well, as we looked at the marketplace and when that become available with Deere's market share, you know, across the U.S. especially, we looked at it could be a high value for us to put a lot of our time and resources into, and it has added value to our product. As we go to a green customer and explain to them what that means, yes, they want to utilize it. And then if they really wasn't utilizing the Green Star system, in some cases us explaining what we could utilize our product with that integration, they've added some Green Star displays and so forth. So it's been good to help Deere also.
Well, that's, I guess, why they're calling it a partnership,
that's
you know?
That's correct.
So here at this conference today, did you see or hear anything that maybe really caught your eye or kind of stood out for the day?
As they talked about partnerships and they talk about the possible apps, as they referred to it, are different components that different partners could build of value to be marketed through their portal. There's some value there, especially for some very customized apps for some customers that need specific things. And we're a very customer-focused company. We work in a lot of the hort crops also, a lot of the portal might not meet that demand that will need some specialized apps. So we see there can be some value.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm glad that I had a chance to meet you and visit with you here. We have had, I think, a really fascinating turnout of folks from actually other countries even today. It's been interesting to see the mix. So, again, thank you very much, Pete Clark with Ag Connections. We've been visiting here at the John Deere API Integrator Conference, and I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.